This recording, Israel 5, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Coma, Coma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Coma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose lower back with her palm, then singing a tune for her. Finally, she was administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold into Coma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnostic. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of the penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Miss Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I grew up in a little town in Israel, about 20 minutes north of Tel Aviv. Once when I was in lower school, the town got its first lights in the main road. And it was a big event for this little town that finally we get a light. So now we have a red light when we drive to school. It was a really, really big event. When I came home, I used to just take the ball and go to the basketball court and pretty much for the entire afternoon until it got dark or until my mom used to call me to come home because it's too late.
Edgar Allan Poe, Annabel Lee. Ze haya lefanim velifnei shanim, bemalchut al yam arpili. Sham dara yalda, shma lo teda. Karati la Annabel Lee. מסע לב אחר מלבד אהבה, לא היה גם לה וגם לי. ילד הייתי, והיא ילדה, במלכות על ים ערפילי. אך ידענו, אהוב מכל אהובים, אני ואנאבל לי. וראונו שרפי המרום בקנאה, וזעום זעמו לה ולי. זו הסיבה שהיה מעשה, במלכות על ים ערפילי, רוח יצא מהבים וצינן והמית את אנאבל לי. ובאו הוריה אחים קרובים מבני אצילי גלילי, ונשואה ממני לקבר אפל במלכות על ים ערפילי.